This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's the season of oaks flowering in the woodlands near our home and also in the riparian corridor, the Ojalote. In that creek bed, it is predominantly the emery oak. Well, you know, I'm thinking it's the only species for a mile or so, and I found one Arizona oak nearby. I find it surprising because there are white oaks, magnificent white oaks, not too far upstream, but it's the emery that follows the water down into and across the grassland. Over the years, I've grown and planted many different oaks around our 1991 Marvelette, and those oaks are flowering as well. So the Arizona whites, the toomies, the scrub oaks, the silverleafs that I've planted, they are all flowering. I mean, it's nothing to write home about. Oh, the oaks are flowering. You should be here. What you get, what you see are the staminate flowers, the catkins dangling, male catkins. Catkins being a great word, isn't it? It's a flower spike, and it's usually one sex, and so the male catkins dangle. And dangle's a pretty cool word, too, isn't it? Dangling male catkins, according to the Petey Mosquiti Book of Botany, is short for flaccid pendulous aments. But listen, the pistillate flower or flowers are sort of hidden in a cluster of bracts or an involucra. Yikes, you shout. I know, but long story short, those pistillate flowers are the start of the acorns if all goes well. And why shouldn't it with so many dangling male catkins and pollen floating about? But there are a couple things that could happen. That could go wrong. Well, wrong, I don't know. Anyway, a late freeze can kill the flowers, or more probable is that drought will keep the oaks from actually flowering, or later in the season, drought will cause acorns to not fully form, and they'll abort. You'll find just thousands of tiny acorns that are dropped from the tree, and that is the end. The emery oak in good years will flower and also drop its old leaves and push new leaves and buds all at the same time. So they go from covered in rich green leaves to covered in yellowish leaves that start dropping, and not to mention the beige catkins, so the oaks look poorly for a week or so, or 2 or 3 weeks. I said in good years, but in drought, say poor winter rain soakings, the emerys will drop old leaves on schedule, but not relief, and they will stand bare-limbed until summer monsoon, and so we pray for summer monsoon, and they will releaf, not flower, not have acorns, but they will releaf. If no monsoon, well, I'll watch those emery oaks along the Ojalote decline. Not a happy time. And I should clarify also about the rain. I mean, those oaks in the stream bed and banks, you know, rain is good, but the Ojalote needs to run to give those oaks the water they need. So even if it didn't rain right there, but it did rain upstream and the creek ran, then yay, yay for those oaks. Several years ago, I was clamoring about in the oaks, and I realized that those trees are loaded with life, or they give life, loaded with life and give life to all sorts of creatures. But, you know, insects, mammals, birds, yeah. And I was reading a book recently and had that realization confirmed when I read that the big oak species, and most of the oaks in North America are quite large. But listen, here's this quote. It says, "No other plant genus," and the genus is Quercus, that's me, "so no other plant genus supports more species of Lepidoptera than the mighty oak." Lepidoptera, phylum, kingdom, class, order. It's the order of moths and butterflies. And you can jump out of that order and go to the beetles and the wasps and the bees. And by the way, all of those, of course, are food for birds and little mammals. Isn't that amazing? So, by the way, that aforementioned quote is from a wonderful book, recommended, Bringing Nature Home, Douglas Tallamy. Totally recommend this book, Bringing Nature Home. So, wow, I mean, if you live in the uplands, say above, let's say 3,500 feet, I'm going to call that the uplands, then plant an oak, or two, or three, or four, or five, like Petey Mosquiti, and bring Mother Nature's diversity to your habitat. Plant this tree of life. The oaks are truly trees of life. Oaks are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.